This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
One of the things I just discovered about him also, apart from that he's a worshiper, he's also a praying man. Any time I can see this combination in a man of God, automatically the man is my friend. Because if a man is a worshiper and is a prayerful person, automatically we fear God. And one of the things that scares me about people, if I discover in your life that you don't fear God, I'm scared of you. I'm afraid. Because anyone that doesn't fear God can do anything. It is the fear of God that constrains us from expressing some stuff that our flesh wants us to express. That was why Joseph said, "How can I do this and sin against God?" It was the fear of God that made him to run out. Because he had it on a platter of gold. He could have done it. But he was afraid of God. May you possess the fear of God. You see, it is by the fear of God that men run or depart from iniquity. I also want to appreciate my pastor, Pastor Johnson. Wonderful friend. The Lord bless you, sir. The Lord, we're going to enlarge your coast in Jesus' name. All the pastors and ministers in the house, the Lord bless you. And everyone that have come this morning, the Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Let's quickly go into the word of God because of the time that we have. We have been studying the series on dominion. And I understood that Pastor, he has taken you through dominion over sin and various other things, that dominion has given us authority to be able to rule over. And I want to use the mantle scriptures, the mantle scripture that he has given me this morning. We are looking at dominion over sickness and sin. Dominion over sickness and sin. See, on my way to Abuja, one of the things that the Lord ministered to my heart said, give me opportunity to heal people. Let me discharge my power. Give me opportunity to do what? To heal people. Let me discharge my power. So this morning, God is going to discharge his power. And then, listen to me, the power being discharged will not only heal, we also make you an instrument of healing. Because Jesus said, everyone that believes in him, he said, you will lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. So God doesn't want you to just be blessed by being healed, but he wants to become an instrument of blessing. So when you go from this place, you will know that there is something about your heart that can bring healing to others in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at our Matthew scripture, Romans chapter 5 verse 17 quickly. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. The Bible says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, that scripture is loaded and coded. Loaded and coded. He said, death reign. The word reign means to rule or to have dominion. Say, death reign and had dominion over the whole of mankind because of one man's offense. Whose offense was that? From the beginning. And he said, now death was reversed again. And in place of death, life was released by one man again, whose name is. His name is Jesus. So when he stepped in, that was why he said in John 10:10, he said, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants to give us life restored without measure. Every one of us, we are qualified in Christ for life without measure. You determine the measure of life that you want to live by your faith. Each one of us will determine the measure. Because Jesus Christ said, it must be unto you according to your faith. If you want the abundant life of God to flow in your spirit, to flow in your soul, to flow in your body, and in your atmosphere, to create the life of God everywhere you go, it is your choice. And this morning I'm believing God that every one of us will make the choice to become carrier of God's abundant life in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 8, let me make us to know. He said, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead is dwelling in this your mortal body, he said, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also revitalize, quicken, make alive your mortal body by his spirit that dwells within you. You see, when the Holy Ghost is alive inside of you, you become a carrier of life everywhere you go. Anytime you see death, you paralyze death. That is why a child of God must not die cheaply. No! Because you are a car. One day the Lord told me, he said, son, Jesus is a giver of life. And I'm dwelling in you. I'm dwelling in you by my spirit. Give my life to people and you too shall live. He said, as you allow his life to flow out to people, give me opportunity. Let me flow through you. Let me touch people through you. Let me speak life to people through you. Let me love people through you. Let my life flow through you to people. As my life flows through you to people, you too you live. Praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. So dominion is the power to rule. Interestingly, dominion, that word appears how many times in the Bible? 55 times. And 5 is the number of grace. So that is double grace. So it's on the platform of grace that dominion was restored to man. On the platform of grace, dominion. So every one of us must take hold of dominion because you did not do anything to get it. Christ did it all. I want to give you several revelations of dominion concerning sickness and disease this morning. And after that, we pray. 7. So if you are writing, you must begin to write now because I'm going to fly. Praise the Lord. Number 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Dominion was given to man from the beginning. Dominion was what? The power to rule and to reign upon the face of the earth was given to man because the heavens of heavens belong to God. But the earth he has given to the children of men. Dominion was given to man from the beginning. You must know that God gave us dominion. That was the first thing. And then dominion was the target of the devil. That is number 1. Dominion was given to man from the beginning. Number 2. A life of dominion starts with victory over sin. That was why in Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, sin shall not have dominion over you. As long as a man is under the dominion of sin, you can't exercise dominion on the face of the earth. Take that. As long as a man is under the dominion of sin, you cannot exercise God's dominion upon the face of the earth. That was why Jesus Christ, the first thing he dealt with was the issue of sin. The first thing he dealt with was the issue of sin. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, look at the consequence of sin. When dominion was taken away from man by sin, man came under the curse of sorrow. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, God told Eve, he said, because you have done this, he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow in childbearing. Then he told Adam, he said, curse is the ground for your sake. He said, in sorrow, you are going to be eating from the ground all the days of your life. So you can see that man came under the curse of God and sorrow was the result of man's life. And you cannot see any man that is sick, diseased in his body, that is joyful. No. Sorrow is all. You can't see a man that they are hanging the leg up and then they are passing drips on one side and they tell the man, this case is terminal. You are going to die very soon. And then the man is married. No. What will happen to him? Pain. And what is the consequence of pain? Sorrow. The man will be grieved. That is the effect of the curse. But you know, praise be unto God. When Jesus Christ came, the Bible says, he took our grief and bear our sorrow. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. He took our grief and he bear our sorrow. So anything that is grieving you this morning, or the cause of sorrow in your life, I believe God, they will not go back home with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 4, in John chapter 1, verse 26, when John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ coming, he said, behold the Lamb of God, the one that I've been assigned to do what? To take away the sin of the whole world. So you discover that the first assignment of Christ was to do what? To take away our sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The Bible says he was made sin. He who knew no sin. He was made sin for us. He that knew no sin. That we might be made. Now, listen to this. He did not become. And we did not become. He was made sin for us. He who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the moment sin was dealt with, listen to this, righteousness was conferred on man because dominion is exercised on the platform of God's righteousness. So the moment Christ took away our sins, righteousness was released upon us You can't work for righteousness. And listen to this. You don't grow in righteousness. Because the righteousness of God does not need improvement. The righteousness of God is constant. If you can catch the revelation of God's righteousness, you will walk boldly in the face of any opposition in life. Because righteousness was conferred on you. We never earn it. You can never pay anything for it. It is the righteousness of God. When Jesus, anytime a man comes forward and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he has been made sin on your behalf. And in that instant, say, Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior, and I receive, I believe in my heart that you died for me and you rose again for my salvation. Immediately, his righteousness is given unto you. And your sin, he took. And on that platform, you become a man that can exercise dominion upon the face of the earth. I pray from today, everywhere that God requires you to act in dominion, you will not fail God in Jesus' name. I say, will you not fail God in Jesus' name? Let me go to number 5. Am I number 5 or number 6? Number 5. In Matthew chapter 8, watch this, verse 16 and 17. That was when the evening was come, they brought great multitude of many people that were possessed with the devil. They brought them to Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, he cast out the spirit with his word and healed them all. And then I love what is in verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was written by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 53. That he himself, he took what? Our infirmities. And then he bore our sickness. He took it upon himself. Jesus Christ. Every sickness, any satanic affliction, it doesn't matter the name that the doctor they have calling it, even the one they have not discovered. So it doesn't matter what you have come into this place this morning with, that is called sickness or disease. Jesus took them. And then listen to what the Lord made me to realize. He said, son, every time I heal somebody, the glory belongs to me because I've only collected my good from them that I paid for. I said, oh Lord, what is that good? He said, I paid for the sickness. So anytime that a child of God refused to give me what I paid for, he denies me my glory. So when you refuse to be healed and you are a child of God, you are denying Jesus Christ his glory because he paid for it. So this morning, you are going to give him his good and take your own healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell somebody, please give Jesus his good. Let him have his glory. And that is why healing is cheap. You don't beg God to be healed. One of the things that the Lord told me, he said that anytime people come to be healed and you lay hand on them, let them know, I am not healing, I'm not about to heal them. I healed them over 2,000 years ago. What they are doing is that they just realize and they are coming to collect what I've given to them. So they don't need to beg me to be healed. You don't need to beg and cry and roll on. No, because you don't bet has been given to you. What do you do? When somebody, what have I been given to? What do? You receive. So that is why this morning, when I call for the sick, all you need to come and do is to do what? Receive by faith. And I pray, nobody will go home without taking theirs. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let me go also, then you can write Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, because at times, people can come under sickness because of a curse. I told you about the curse of sorrow that God placed upon man and the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. But you notice that Jesus Christ himself took our curse upon himself. And he gave us the right to enjoy the blessings of Abraham. I don't have time. I will have revealed to you the seven covenant level of Abraham's blessing. In Genesis chapter 12. Powerful. God told him that, Abraham, you are going. I'm going to make you great. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. It blesses people that blesses you, curses people that curses you. He said, in you, nations of the earth, they are going to be blessed. And do you know everything that God spoke to Abraham, it belonged to us. That is why every child of God never see anything too big to acquire. No. Never. You see, it's the highest form of poverty mentality to feel that something is too big for you. Because the God that you serve and the seed that you came from is a seed of greatness. God is a great God. Maybe you don't know that our position of greatness in life, when we enter into it, it gives God opportunity and leverage to be able to influence people. When you don't have influence, you can't do it for, you can't influence people for God. So when I enter into my place in Christ, by dominion that he already given to me, I have entered into a place where God can use me to influence people. Let me tell you how this works. If you are the managing director or the chairman of a company, a conglomerate, maybe you have 20 to 100,000 people working under you. Do you know one day you can call for a national meeting of the company? And then the chairman call for a national, who will not come? You are not coming, then you are going home. Even if I tell them that we are going to have the meeting in the moon, everybody will still come. Because I'm the chairman, the position of influence. And I come and say, it's a privilege to be your chairman in this company. I just want to tell you the new policy now. The new policy in this company, according to me, is that I have deemed it fit. If you want to work here, you need to give your life to Jesus. Because I just want everybody to be blessed. And once you give your life to Jesus, your salary doubles. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. And I tell Pastor Lani to come and lead them to Christ. Who will not come out? Who will not come out? You see, quick conversion, quickly. In Jesus' name, I take Jesus. Everybody. But when you don't have influence, you don't have a voice. I'm telling you, this has worked everywhere. Do you know that even when you fly, the kind of people you can talk to in economic class is different from the people you talk to in, what is the next one? No, it's not business. No. Prep. We used to fly there. We've changed level. When I was coming, when you fly in business class, you talk to different set of people. There's no crowd. And then you talk to people who are influential. You can preach to them. They like to listen to you. I don't know whether many of you listen to what Daddy Gio preached during the Holy Ghost service in Israel. Maybe you didn't woke up to it. He said he wanted to introduce somebody to Christ while they were in business class. Yeah, and he told them, do you know my father? See, because when he saw the guy, he said the diamond ring on his hand can buy him. If Gio said that if I was for sale, the diamond ring on his hand can buy me. He said, but I want to preach to you, and I know if you want to preach to such people, they must know that you have substance. They don't want to listen to you. That's why, please, I beg you, refuse to be small. Refuse to be under servitude. Tell God, I must be in position of authority for you. Not because I want to show off. Not because I want to ride a big car. Not because I want to fly a private jet. But influence for God. Dominion on the heart for Christ. And I pray this morning, God will take you there. Because it will be unto you according to your faith. It does not matter your level now. You are going somewhere. Tell somebody, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Then number six. Are we number six? Dominion over sickness and disease is a game of power. It's a game of what? Power. Have you noticed that you can be born again and still be sick? Have you noticed that? Yeah, you can see people who are born again, tongue talking, serving God, and sickness will still be killing them. But watch this. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, when Christ rose from the dead, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go. That is the power for dominion. It's the all power. So, all power that can rule the heaven and the earth, and only in the earth, they are coded in Christ. And that was given to us in his name, Jesus. Every time you say, in the name of Jesus, you are exercising the power of dominion to effect change. That was why I told us in Luke chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold, I've given you authority or power over every scorpion, over every serpent, over every power of the devil. He said, and behold, that last word saved me. He helped me. He said, behold, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Because when God launched me to the ministry of deliverance, the people that taught me deliverance, they used to say, you have to be very careful. Oh. This devil can come and beat you up. Oh. Be very careful. Oh. Ah, be very, see all these things that you are driving out, be very careful. But I was, But the day that the Lord opened my eyes, he said, son, I am the one that sent you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. and I've equipped you and empower you with my word. And what is my word for you? I've given you authority. I've given you dominion over scorpions, over serpents, over the power of the devil. And I've put a caveat. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. As long as I am abiding in him and he's abiding in me. I don't touch sin. The same thing for you. Nothing. You can exercise dominion anywhere. Nothing shall by any means touch you in Jesus' name. And finally, for number 7, before we pray. My time is almost up. You must enforce your dominion over sickness and disease. You must enforce, to be free from sickness and disease, you must enforce your dominion. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. I'm going to read that. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. The Bible says, when a strong man harmed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. Who is that strong man? The devil. But when a stronger, who is the stronger? Than he shall come upon him and overcome him. He takes from him all his armor, wherein he trusts, and divides his spoils. And that was what Jesus Christ did. He left captivity captive. He made an open show of the devil. And then he gave us the authority to go and spoil the strong man. So whatever the strong man is keeping that pertains to your life or to your destiny, whatever the strong man is keeping that pertains to your health and your well-being, you are spoiling the strong man today in the mighty name of Jesus. How many of you is ready to do that? Because you must know this. And be, let this be done in your mind. According to 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you are not the one trying to dominate. Jesus Christ already did what? Dominated the devil for you. Because it's the one that is acting it out from inside of you by a spirit. So when you rise up this morning and you begin to roar against every strong man, no matter what that strong man is, they must let you go in the name of Jesus Christ. So if there's anybody that is sick in this place, just rejoice because the day of healing has come in the name of Jesus Christ. But the first thing first, if you are not born again, like I told you, sin must first be dealt with. Any man that is under the dominion of sin cannot exercise dominion of Christ upon the face of the earth. So I quickly want to pray for those people. If you are not yet born again, or you are living in sin, or you are backsliding, every head bow, every eyes closed, let me pray for those people first. If you know that, pastor, please, I want to be part of the people that can walk out from this place, exercise dominion. Please, you want to lift your hand wherever you are. I want to pray for you right where you are right now. You want to pray? You want me to pray with you that, pastor, I want my sin issue to be dealt with. I thank you for bringing me to this place this morning. Thank you for your word that you have sent to me. I receive that word. And this very morning, I repent of my sin. For with my mouth, I confess Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And with my heart, I believe he died for me. His blood was shed for me. And he rose again for my justification. So by faith in the word of God, I receive salvation, eternal life in Christ Jesus. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I have righteousness conferred on me by Jesus Christ. My sins are taken away. I'm a child of God in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for this, my brother. I pray for my brother. I pray for my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. You say, whosoever sin we forgive, they are forgiven them. I declare this morning, according to the word of the Lord, that their sins are forgiven them in the name of Jesus. And according to your word, because they have come to receive you and believe in you, I want to thank you right now that the power to become sons of God is conferred on them in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare this morning that every yoke of the devil around their life, I declare them broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that from this day, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. Walk in dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Congratulations. Please follow the ushers. God bless you. Congratulations. God bless you. Congratulations. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored.